1 second, pause recording. Hello, folks. I just looked at my posts and realised that my last post was 3 weeks ago. So I thought I'd just come on and say hello, because I can. Really? Pardon, Ree? You want to say hello as well, do you, Ree? You want to say scratch? Yeah. This isn't a boo about anything in particular. As I said, I just thought I'd say hello. I had a fright just now. I was sitting here. I just posted this on Facebook. Sitting here, drinking a cup of coffee and minding my own business. And for those of you who don't know, in my living room I've got big sliding patio doors. And a bird went crash straight into the patio doors. It sounded like a big bird as well. It must have been there are a lot of pigeons and doves around here, so it was probably one of those. That happens a lot, actually. That's the only thing with those doors. Of course, poor birdies can't comprehend glass and think they can go through it, and obviously then discover that they can't. So yeah, bless it. It went wham straight into the patio door. Frightened the life out of me. Frightened the life out of my birds. Oh, I did go out and have a look around, but I didn't find a pile of feathers, thank God. So I'm assuming that it must have flown away and been okay. But yeah, it wasn't great. Oh God. Yeah. Bless it. So that's been my excitement for the morning. In other news, what else is happening? My mum had an operation yesterday. A few years ago, she had quite major spinal surgery to free some of the nerves in her back. That the spine, basically, her vertebra were sort of, they were going sort of hourglass shaped, so they were going inwards and trapping the nerves. So she was in, as you can imagine, massive amounts of pain. And they rectified it, or thought they had. The problem was, after a while, she began to experience pain again in a different place in her spine. So they sort of did some more investigations and discovered that they had to go back in and do some more work. And she's been waiting, bless her, for ages. So she finally got a call last week and said, can you come in on Tuesday? We've had a cancellation. So, of course, she said, yes, I can. So she went in and I spoke to her husband last night and he said, she's out of theatre. She's on the ward. He said she has taken a phone with her. She probably won't use it tonight. And he said, I'm not going to see her tonight because she told me not to. He said she'd probably be groggy anyway. Anyway, about 9 o'clock, I get a text from her. Which is really nice. Saying, oh, all done now, love, road to recovery now. And I was like, oh, wow. And I've actually spoken to her this morning. Yeah. And apparently they went in. It was quite a long operation. She was in theatre for about 4 hours. And he said all the nerves were sort of squashed together and tangled up. He said, so I've untangled them all. He says, so they're all running down your spine as they should be now. And she sounded really good. I said, how do you feel? I said, are you in any pain? She said, no. She said, I'm just sore. She said, I'm just sore sort of from the operation. She said, but no, I'm not really in any pain. She said, in fact, she said, I'm sitting up. She said, and they told me that I might be able to go home later. So that's really good. I was really pleased with that. Bless her. She's really lucky, though. She, apart from her this issue with her back, she's got arthritis, but she's quite fit, really. She's quite healthy. So that's that. Have I got any news about me? I don't think I have particularly. Kate's fine. The birdies are fine. It's not the nicest day here, which is why the birds are quite quiet. It's been hammering down with rain. It's not at the moment, but it's not great. I'm not sure whether I've said this, but I'm now a leader for Samaritans. So I do leading shifts, which basically means that I am there for the Samaritans who are on duty. So they ring me and let me know that they're in. And then at the end of the shift, they ring me and let me know what, you know, let talk about the calls they've had. And it's just my job to make sure that they're okay. And I'm really enjoying doing that. And it's nice because you can do that from home, so I haven't got to go in to the centre to do that. So I've been doing that for a couple of weeks. Apart from that, I think that's sort of it, really. So, not a very exciting update, I'm afraid. But I just wanted to come on and say hello. And let you know that I'm still around. So I hope everyone's well. Thank you to those of you who comment on my posts. I do always read them, even though I never reply. I do always read your comments. So thanks for those. So I will send this. I won't go on anymore. And I will speak to you all soon.